Hello and namaste. Welcome to the audio section of Lesson 6, Beyond Self-Esteem. Is pleasure a treasure or a toil? For a long time I struggled with the spiritual teachings on pleasure. Nearly all faiths have counseled us about the perils and pitfalls of pleasure. The Yoga Sutras have shed so much light on this for me. I am unsure whether the yogic teachings speak a language that I comprehend more efficiently than teachings I had previously received, or if my state of consciousness was ripe for the message of the Yoga Sutras. Therefore, I heard the teachings through new ears. The Yoga Sutras articulate that it is not pleasure that ensnares us. It is the attachment to pleasure that binds us in the ropes of tyranny. Each attachment begins as a thread which is reinforced and tightened as we add strand after strand through unconscious and conscious repetitions of our egoic desire for pleasure. Balance with pleasure is found in the wellspring of acceptance. When sense pleasure or emotional or mental pleasure presents itself to us, we can accept and experience their offerings and then move on to what is next in our expedition inwards. The seeking and finding of excessive pleasure is a detour away from our soul esteem and leads down the side road of indulgence, a road that leads nowhere. It endlessly winds up and down over hill and dale. It's like a bottomless cup. We can never fill it, desire after desire. We fulfill one and another comes forth, fulfill that and another. This road to desire will lead us away from our heart mind, will lead us away from soul esteem. Will lead us away from freedom. So let's begin to release these attachments to pleasure with a meditation designed to send us skyward, to see things from a new perspective and enjoy the view of life. Start by taking a gentle yet full breath and begin to relax and quiet the mind. Adjust and correct your posture. It is fundamental. It affects the clarity of our mind and the circulation of our prana. Center your hips. Realize the feeling of stability and strength. Lengthen up through the spine so that the crown of your head is lifting upwards towards the heavens. The chin is tucked in gently towards the throat, lengthening the back of the neck. Soften the shoulders and roll them back slightly so the heart and chest are open and expanded. Soften the jaw so that your teeth are not touching and the tongue is resting gently on the roof of your mouth. Rest your hands lightly on your knees or thighs and gently close your eyes and turn your awareness inwards. Remind yourself, I am here to retrain my mind. I am here to experience my soul more clearly. Begin to rein in the mind. We are restraining and then directing the mind, preventing it from wandering aimlessly so as to optimize its effectiveness. Bring your attention to your breathing. Witness the rising and falling of the breath. Feel the expansion of your abdominal cavity and the subsequent expansion of your chest cavity as your inhalation fills the lungs. As you exhale, the breath begins to fall. Identify the movements as the chest and abdomen return to their relaxed state. Bring your attention to the center of your chest and witness 6 gentle yet full cycles of the rising and falling of the breath. Rising, falling, rising, falling, rising, falling, rising, falling, rising, falling, rising, falling. Now begin to shift your focus from your breath to the point between your eyebrows, your body still upright and relaxed, your mind calm. As we begin to visualize ways in releasing attachments to pleasure, place yourself early in the morning in a beautiful field. The morning is still and quiet. Fog hovers over the fields that are abundant with flora and fauna. The sound of the earth stretching her arms enhances the morning atmosphere. Peeking its head above the horizon, the sun distributes light onto the once mysterious morning. The light reveals a hot air balloon just off in the distance. Intrigued, you begin to stroll over to inspect this symbol of another time. The balloon is filled to the brim with the fuel for liftoff, and the wicker basket door below. This burgeoning mass of fabric is ajar, inviting your entrance. Gliding towards the basket, you take that step of faith and enter. Secure and at ease, you close the basket door behind you. Liberty awaits. Sailing high above the world and seeing a new perspective is so close you can taste it. The only thing holding you back are the ropes of attachment binding you to the earth. The basket has 6 hooks where the ropes of attachment are affixed. Take a full breath and make your way over to the first hook, which has the rope of attachment to sense pleasures hitched to it. Untie the knot of your desire to constantly indulge yourself in sense gratification. Experience how that feels as the rope of attachment falls to the earth. All desire to gratify the senses with extraneous material is released, and the balloon begins to move, ever so gently lurching skywards with this one act of will. We have begun to shake free the bonds of attachment. Breathe in gently yet fully. Make your way to the second hook, which has the rope of attachment to mental pleasure hitched to it. Untie the knot of your desire to continually be entertained and excited. Feel a sense of calmness come over your mind. Experience contentment as a once agitated mind, looking for distraction, searching and searching for entertainment, becomes still like a natural lake, undisturbed by the wind. The balloon stretches more skywards as the second act of will allows the ropes to shift slightly upward and inward. Take a full and gentle breath in. Allow the body to relax, the mind to still. Make your way to the third hook, which has the rope of attachment to erotic pleasure hitched to it. Untie the knot of your desire to constantly be sexually gratified. Feel the freedom from not wanting anything from anyone. Allow the body's natural flow the energy, the prana's natural flow to heal and help recover from disease and distress with this added pure energy. The balloon inches closer to freedom as another attachment falls to the ground. Allow your body to be upright. Your breath to be steady as you make your way to the fourth hook, which has the rope of attachment to people's approval hitched to it. Untie the knot of your desire to constantly be seen as acceptable in the eyes of others. Feel the lightness within your spirit, knowing that your own approval and the approval of the divine are the things that will keep your heart, head, and hands at peace. As that rope of attachment begins to fall to the ground, witness yourself experiencing what it's like to be with people who you've sought approval from and not have that desire anymore. Allowing them to be who they are and allowing you to be who you are. No more striving for acceptance. No more wearing masks to cover up who you really are, to satisfy someone else's feelings, to satisfy someone else's desire and impression of you. experience. Again, the lightness when the rope of attachment to approval falls to the ground. Make your way to the fifth hook, which has the rope of attachment to laziness and untruth hitched to it. Untie the knot of your desire to continually take the easy and short-term pleasurable options rather than the true and courageous options. Sense the colossal amount of energy that will come to you to overwhelm laziness and sloth. Feel the purity of uttering truth with every word. Feel the purity of being truth in every action. And Gandhi said, God is truth. Experience the feeling of speaking consciously, slowly, and articulating the thoughts of your heart mind. Being present with the feelings of another as you share truth without harming. Allow the rope of attachment to fall to the ground. Your balloon is now on the threshold of freedom. Make your way to the final hook, which has the rope of attachment to past ways and beliefs hitched to it. This may be a difficult knot to untie for most of us. However, set about the task. Untie the knot of your desire to the attachment of remaining in control. Be present as you witness the illusion that you ever had full control melts away. Take on in your heart mind the things you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your words. And do those with diligence and consistency. And let the universe take care of the other details. Give up the need to know why things happen as they do. Have no expectations from others, knowing that they are here to teach and share with us. Take a full breath in as you take control of the things you can and release the things you can't control. This act of surrender liberates the balloon of your attachments, and you begin to fly free, rising into the ether, seeing the morning from a new perspective, seeing the world from a new perspective. The vista is vast. Up, up, up you go. higher and higher. Seeing things more clearly, with more openness and serenity. Liberty is love. Freedom is faith. And non-attachment will lead to a life well lived. Spend a few moments now enjoying the ride of this life from the beautiful balloon. Now bring your balloon gently back to earth, gently descending, very slowly, knowing that this wisdom and understanding of non-attachment will stay with you. Knowing how to release attachments to pleasure now at any time. You can revisit. And as you gently come to rest on the earth, and the door to the basket of your balloon opens, gently step out onto the earth. Begin to bring your awareness back to the body and the sounds around you. Become aware. Be in this present moment now. Namaste. This concludes the audio section of Lesson 6.